And now an upgrade to Hastings city centre has left some businesses feeling hard done by. They say the other end of the city's main street's getting a makeover, while their end of the road is becoming unsafe and derelict. Our Hawke's Bay reporter Tom Kitchen has more.
Head at Tainga Street East, home to the Opera House, soon to open municipal buildings, boutique bars and restaurants, is becoming the gentrified end of Hastings' main street. But a kilometre down the road, along Head at Tainga Street West, where there's mostly retail shops, Paul Deacon from Surf Shop Hustle says it's a different scene.
It definitely seems to be a division, and I wouldn't know what you'd solve it. There is that railway line, probably... is the borderline, I guess, and it seems to be, council down one end, which they're quite happy to advertise, and then we're on our own down this end.
Thompson Suits has been on the west side of Hastings for 65 years. Its managing director, Gus Thompson, says while he supports what's happening on the east side, he wants more done over his way. He says sometimes it's unsafe.
There was a armed hold-up at one of the stores, and The proprietors of a couple of stores saw that and, certainly were quite shaken by it. So that sort of thing we don't want to see in Hastings. We want to see positiveness. We want to see people that feel safe coming out.
He says upgrading the area would help and suggests introducing inner city living and renovating derelict buildings.
Yeah, if the landlords or if we can come to an arrangement so that the buildings can be put up to scratch, up to above earthquake strengthening level, then that will certainly entice better end stores into town.
Businesses, particularly on the west side, have pleaded with the council, saying they've been struggling with Omicron and want something done about it. At a recent council meeting, Jeanette Kaplan, manager of Holland Fashion Shoes, asked councillors for free parking to entice people back into the CBD.
Long live Hastings CBD, as we don't want to be a ghost town. I love my job. And empty shops with big box areas being our only shopping. Please give a trial of free parking. And may I add, the longer the better.
Councillors agreed. And the entire city is set to get free parking for a month in July. Hastings District Council Chief Executive Nigel Bickle says he's well aware of the complaints and a 10-year strategy for the CBD will answer some important questions.
What do we imagine that end of town being, particularly when we start to think about the, what's the future workforce, what's the inner city living, how do we imagine that part of town evolving? But that's going to be a really big focus.
In the meantime, the council says it will add 2 staff to its city assist team who patrol the streets, helping those who need it and curbing antisocial behaviour. It will also add more cameras to its CCTV network.